Blog Talk Radio.
Cut that shit up, Quay. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back
hey, on my grizzly, back stacking again.
Hey,
hey, bingo fought it on me, backpacking again.
Now,
keep a quarter on me, backpacking the bin.
Catch.
Quiver, back at it, count up 100, the rest at it, yeah, my wrist, a Titanic, I see the glacier, it do damage, yeah, your n***a gon' panic, I see through a panic, like a panoramic,
hey,
yeah, then get back to whipping, then get back to trapping, your n***a back at it,
woo,
if it's too crowded, I might shoot out the roof and say, let him come through,
bye-bye.
Keep it 1,000 when I'm in the booth, I spend 2,000 to step in the shoes, gang gon' gang, how you think we gon' lose,
yeah.
Back to back motorcade, that's how we move, on mama porch, I was sitting on the stool,
mama.
When I hopped up, I took off to the moon,
oh my gosh, back at it again,
back at it.
In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
Hey, on my grizzly, back stacking again.
Hey,
hey, bingo fought it on me, backpacking again.
Now,
hey, keep a quarter on me, backpacking the bin. My diamond like Fiji, I'm yellow bees, the ice out in this freezer, just copped a Luigi. Oh, take it easy, you trippin', I'm leaving. I drank in the freezer, this now come easy. I'm trappin', I mean it, my black double G me. That cooler, that heater, take nice to your reader. I sent some shots through a white beater. Chop a knock out of his feet. Don't call my little baby, I'm sorry, don't need you. That's mine, I got shot up, then went up on features. Body for body, my some demons. We tip it, tally, you busted and bleeding. Stopped in the land in the booth with my Nina. Back in the day, used to trap in the beamer. I'm a true hustler, my the schemer. In her eyes and that look the creamer. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
Hey, on my grizzly, back stacking again.
Hey,
hey, bingo fought it on me, backpacking again.
Now,
hey, keep a quarter on me, backpacking the bin.
Wrist so froze, I can't shake hands, I gotta give you a pound. Wave my bank account, quadruple, think I'm still slanging pounds. Told them catching my vote for who, tryna get this dope across the border. Grew up, I'm from East Atlanta, but stand my ground like it's Florida. The judge, the bailiff, the local reporter. Tell the hoax to my lawyer, grew up slicker than oil. Caught the dawn, wrote the raid to the truck with the odds. Look like a Roar, still a ship every time I bring out my cars. Stars by the bar, neighborhood superstar. 24K, Bruno Mars, down to the drawers. I'm thinking large, talking old money, Chico the bars. Blue Sam 20, futuristic, moving this part.
Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back
hey,
at it.
Hey, on my grizzly, back stacking again.
Hey,
hey, bingo fought it on me, backpacking again.
Now,
hey, keep a quarter on me, backpacking the bin.
Catch.
One, two, one, two.
Good evening.
Hey there. 1212. That's Nuba. That's Hakim Nuba. How you doing?
Doing good. How you holding up?
I'm hanging in here. I will go ahead and announce that I am now vaccinated. So,
awesome.
My arm is a little bit sore. I wanted to report that on the next show, mm-hmm. which was today. I got vaccinated on Monday. I went with the Johnson & Johnson joint. One shot, and I'm up out of there. So, that being said, God is good. I'm okay. Everything's okay. And I shared that with people to let folks know that, especially our people, you know, like any other vaccination we've had to take in our life as kids, you know, Unfortunately, there's going to be many more that we may be presented with due to the all kinds of variants coming our way in the future, is what my research brought me to, is bringing me to. That being said, which is another show, get your shot. Get your shot, make a decision. The Johnson & Johnson is going to be available. You know, I felt like not only is because it was one shot, but Johnson & Johnson has been around for a minute. So I can kind of, you know, if you're going to trust somebody, you know, they got all kind of stuff, you know, that we've used in our life. So I felt confident with getting a shot with them. I didn't have any side effects other than my arm being a little sore. But when you get your tetanus shot or your, you get the tetanus shot, that is, you know what I'm saying? You get that, the vaccination. So, yeah, this is like any other shot. Most shots you get, unless you're getting them on a regular basis, if you're diabetic or something like that. My arm was a little sore. I didn't have any headaches or flu-like symptoms or body aches or anything like that. So, yeah, if I can do it, y'all can do it. So, anyway, tonight we are talking and we're updating because there's so much to talk about. HubNet News, what is this, March 17th, 2021. And we already three months, 90, almost 90 days into the new year, and it's been going down. For 90 days, it's been going down. Darius, I know you got some stories you need to update on. What you got?
Well, good evening to, first of all, to the audience out there listening on Shoebox Talk. And first off, I plug my group, Protesting for Major Change for Now and in the Future. If you're interested in joining that group, I will post the link in Shoebox Talk. And if you want to join, I will let you in there. If there's any stories that's going on in your local city that's affecting black people, post it in there. It may be something I may not know about. Example, what's going on in Philadelphia, what's going on in Miami, Florida, what's going on in New Orleans or Alabama. Post it in there.
Right, because you're absolutely right, because if it don't make national news, we don't know about it. You know what I'm saying? Unless somebody tell you about it, you know.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. And we need to be up on all stories that's going on in our community. Yep.
Yes. Now, my first story is one of my Facebook friends sent me this story yesterday about this. I put it in the group, but just in case if you have not heard about it, this boyfriend shot his girlfriend and killed four of her family members in Indianapolis, Indiana. In Indianapolis, Indiana, over the stimulus money.
What?
Yes, I posted that in the group yesterday, and
is she about to
start? She's a black woman. She's a business. I think starting her own business, and she recently got the check. The boyfriend wanted the money because I guess they had a child together. But he just got out of prison for a previous charge before. The black woman offered at least $450. He wanted more than that.
$450.
Now this is the crazy part. They got into an argument, and I guess the brother tried to break it up, and he just opened fire.
Wow.
And he killed the mother, cousin, brother, and the 7-year-old daughter. He was hiding in the attic. This is in Indianapolis. They found him in the attic, and the SWAT team was called. He was taken into custody yesterday, and I told one of my Facebook friends up in the Maryland area, I said he ain't got no chance in hell getting out now because he's done for. He's done.
Yeah. He might get in Indianapolis, Indiana. That's where my roots is.
In Indiana, they said the system is broken but that's a whole other show right there. But my point is he's done. And I keep saying every time we try to make steps as a unite as a black race about white officers, then we take a few steps back because of stupid stuff we do. He killed his girlfriend's four family members because he wanted some of that stimulus money. And I was furious.
He wanted half of the $1,400. And the worst part is, after he killed the four family members, he took the pocketbook, her money, her car, and the daughter and drove off to his sister's house.
What?
This guy's a complete asshole.
I don't. Let me tell y'all something. Like I said, I think I have a few friends up there in Indianapolis. I'm telling y'all, they're going to make an example out of him. It's going to be either he's going to get life in prison without parole, death penalty, or the third option is there's prisons that do not like when you kill a child.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be under the jail. He's done for. I send my condolences out to the family because I listened to the video. They got to plan these funeral arrangements now.
Right.
And I pray that the girlfriend, she's 7 years old, but here's the part. The girlfriend survived it, but she's going to need some counseling bad. She needs it ASAP.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it just pissed me off. I said, how can you be so ignorant?
There's mental health problems. People got money. I mean, it's just mental health problems. We already... In a bad way in this country in regards to depression and suicide as it is, you know, people desperate for money, doing all kind of things. Is the family, were they black?
Yes. But here's my part. Of course. But I posted this on my Facebook page. I said, if people are going to get this money, please, though, I do not want to see anything stupid on social media or you going out there buying a TV or going out to the latest restaurants. I said, save some of that money, put it in the bank, pay a couple bills, or better yet, you know the next school year is coming up before you know it, get an early head start on getting school supplies for your kids. And not even a few days, and my friend posted that story up, and I read it, I said I was angry.
Mm.
It's stupid.
This is just the beginning.
It's more... It's going to be a lot of
people out there beefing right now over that stimulus money. It's crazy. And, you know, for all you moms who are selling your kids every tax year, now you're going to want that stimulus check. You're not going to get it. It's going to go to the person who claims your kid. Now you got to hope they break you off. So, and then on top of that, if you qualify for the child, the $3,000 thing for a child, which some kids will be eligible to receive $3,000 over the next year. That's about $250 a month. So not only are you going to have to wrestle that $1,400 you get per kid, you're also going to have to wrestle
hold on. So the families is getting additional $250 a month per kid?
But you have to qualify. It ain't everybody. You have to qualify for it.
Okay.
And I think they said adult dependents will get some out of that too.
Yeah, it's going to be dropped into your direct deposit periodically, so it's not going to be every month, but it's going to round about to about $250 a month. So it could be a quarterly thing. We don't know. But if you qualify, you're going to get some money dropped off to you periodically, it says.
It's not for
everyone. So everyone's listening. Everybody doesn't get that just because you got kids. Nope, it don't matter. If you have, I think, 6 months to, 6 months to 3 years old, I think, it's like $3,600. So, per child. So, I mean, that's why you hear him. Joe Biden, is he coming? This is going to lift people out of poverty.
So they're not getting all that money all at one time.
No, 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 no. This is going to be the purpose is to, you know, drop money off as the year, you know, from now to next year, so that you will have a chance to come up. Because they know they're not stupid. They give you all that money at once, and you're going to blow it. So.
Yeah. Can you imagine somebody with five or six kids getting $1,400 per kid all at one time? Wow.
Oh, God. They'll...
Well, that's what
and
that's
be...
exactly what happened. Yeah. That's exactly what happened. Especially if they're under a certain age.
I like to point out dumb stuff every now and again, and it's just a title, something to think about. But this, and the majority of the time, it comes from Fox News, which is really just really has been the lead on bullshit in this country in regards to news. But this, the age of Rush Limbaugh, a show that they're doing, and is narrated. It's not funny.
Oh, God.
Is a documentary or a more a homage to Rush Limbaugh, and is narrated by the former VP Mike Pence. I'm just like,
oh God,
really?
Oh, okay.
First of all, I haven't heard Mike Pence talk for a long period of time. Anyway. So if they
he can.
Who it was narrated by? I would have been like, whose voice is that?
Trust me, his people are going to know because Mike Pence has ran his own radio show for about 7 years, so they're going to know him. Trust me. Yeah, it's just we don't listen to that garbage, you know. But
right,
that's the only reason why he's coming. Yeah. But, you know, Mike Pence narrating for Rush Limbaugh is like syphilis narrating for anal warts. So, fine. Fine by me.
Yeah.
Fine by me.
It makes sense, right? It's not a big far stretch. It makes sense.
It's,
that was one thing I want to point out. I got to get one in with some bullcrap.
Exactly.
I don't even want to give him my rating, but I'm interested in seeing what he's going to be narrating about this idiot. Yeah.
And let me just say, Fox News's ratings have been dropping since the devil himself, 45, has left because they continue his lies. Tucker Carlson his ratings on his show has been dropping.
Yeah,
but
that's
Fox
why
News is like that. They're in huge trouble.
He's attacking women.
Get more ridiculous than ever. Yeah.
Yep. And he went from in this last week. He didn't went from attacking the women in military to attacking the actual vaccines. So I mean, Tucker Carlson's been a scumbag since he was on MSNBC. That's where he made his bones. He was there for about 6-7 years, and because at the time they wanted to have a few Republicans there. And his contract was up. He didn't want to renew because Fox News wanted him over there, and they were throwing money at him. And he's the second asshole over there. You know, Sean Hannity is the king of all anal warts. So,
don't know.
You know, so,
But
Fox News is in deep trouble. They're in deep trouble. You may not see it now, but they're in deep trouble. Let it continue, and they're going to be forced to make
lawsuits.
Changes.
They got lawsuits for the bullcrap.
Listen, if you think Fox News is ever going anywhere, don't waste. They already got the $1 billion that these people want already sitting in the bank. They can write off anything. Mm-hmm. We got to remember Rupert Murdoch and Fox. They just made how many billions for selling Fox Entertainment?
$5 billion.
It was way more than that. Way more. You better put maybe 70 more on top of it. when Disney bought out the 20th Century Fox stuff. So, you know, Fox News is going to be Fox News. The way to punch them and get Tucker Carlson off the air is to boycott the commercials that come on during the show. Once you start mm-hmm. boycotting,
you know, that's how they did. What's his name? What was his old white dude?
Bill O'Reilly. Don Imus.
He was out of control.
You know, who would ever thought that Don Imus would get off? Who would ever thought that Bill O'Reilly would be thrown off? I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's only a matter of time. And both of those guys mm-hmm. is way more powerful than Tucker.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So, yeah, I just want to share that bull crap with you. And what else you got? What else you got, Darius?
Okay, I have another story. We already talked about George Floyd last week. They're doing a jury process of picking jurors. But
this
is another story. This is locally here in my city.
Mm-hmm.
And no, it's not no black couple that did this.
All right.
It was. This is a white couple.
Mm.
I think it's a week and a half ago. They were arrested, but they, from the story I got, they dumped their 6-year-old son in the river.
What?
And so far, yes.
And what city was that in? Where is that at?
This is in, I can't think of the county here in the Dayton area. I think it's Butler County. It's a small, I can't think of the county right now off the top of my head, but this boy was only six. This child was only 6 years old.
Mm.
They dumped his body out in the river inside Indiana, Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Now Lawrenceburg is a small town just outside of Cincinnati. Because for the record, I go there, Fun Time Casino, but that's a whole nother show. But
yeah.
But anyway, to be serious, this is the white couple that dumped the body of a 6-year-old and killed him. They just dumped in the river. Now, they are in jail for murder charges, and they ain't getting out anytime soon. Because so far they have not found the body. They think they found remains, but they have to go through the morgue just to see, make sure if it's a 6-year-old. Because it just rocked this community. It's been the hot topic here locally in Dayton for almost a week and a half.
So what was the reason? They crazy? What was the reason they dropped their kid off in the lake?
You know what? The motive, I don't know what their motive was, but when they took their mug shots, they said they did look crazy. And I said, why would you kill your own child? Why?
Yeah,
and
you could get your child up for adoption or something. It's a lot of people out here want to take care of kids.
And these white people, they said they need to be thrown in jail. I said, yeah, they're going to get a special treatment once they get finished. Whenever their prison term, they're going to get. They're done. It's just so ridiculous. I said, we just started a new year out. We already got stuff like this. But
yeah.
I'm fearing because it's post-pandemic, there's going to be more. Like we talked about, mental health has gone way up. There's going to be, and I know somebody's going to touch on what happened in Atlanta yesterday. I just said, this is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Hate crimes are going to be up.
Yeah,
I tell people all the time. I said it's not about you worry about another country attacking the United States. You got to worry about your own people here in the United States.
Right. Right. Yep.
And
yeah.
That's great. We used to be worried about Al Qaeda and everybody else over it. We need to be worried about they.
Laughing stock.
Right, right. Meanwhile, somebody needs to still be watching them, though. You know what I mean? Yeah. This is the great this is the best time to catch us. We so focused on stuff that's going on, so much stuff that's going on within this country. We're not paying attention. Like, you got your man over there in Japan. Where's he at? Where's the fat dude from?
North Korea.
Yeah, getting ready to launch some shit. Then you got Russia. They found out that they did, which was, I already knew from the they did interfere with the election, and they trying
Not surprised.
Right, that's not a surprise. But you know, these countries, they like, oh, the United States got this going on, that going on, and they'll catch us slipping. And next thing you know, we worried about the coronavirus. We were wondering what's that smell in the air? Why are we breathing hard? Because they done launched some shit over here, and we didn't know about it, you know. Or by the time we figured it out, it was too late. Because we so worried about the coronavirus and Trump's stupid self. So, yeah, if I was another country and the United States was my enemy, I'd be like trying to find me an opportune time to get on up in here and do what I need to do, too. We need to send some people over here, whatever it is that we do, you know, in my country to infiltrate the United States. So, you know, from the hacking, and all that stuff they did. So if Russia did interfere, then that means Trump, when they was trying to impeach him for that, should have been impeached.
Well, they could because the GOP they got so much money from Russia. They weren't going to do that the first time. They weren't going to do that during that domestic terrorism that happened January 6th. Everything was planned. They wanted 45 to be in there another 4 years, and it amazed me. You still got some of these supporters, even on Facebook, that support him, and I'm just looking at him funny. And that's why they got me in this group called Impeach 46. He ain't been in the office 3 months. I said, it's ridiculous. And some of these GOP people in the Senate and the House, they said, all Black Lives Matter, we would have done this. Ron Johnson from Wisconsin talking about Black Lives Matter, I've been more concerned. But since it was white people, we weren't concerned at all. I said, wait a minute. I said, you're just speaking of a double standard right there. That's why I call this double standard America at its worst. If they keep playing this little dangerous game, and I hate to say that the Republican Party or the GOP idiots, they might be in for a surprise next year.
I don't know what brings my next topic. Like, I don't know what's going to happen in 2024, but this voter 22. Suppression that they're on all these restrictions they're trying to put on voters.
Jim Crow.
Now, my whole thing is the Republicans act like the Democrats is the only one that vote by mail-in ballots and stuff like that. Like, a lot of Republicans did, too. So what seems to be the problem, other than the fact that black people showed up to the polls?
Well, the problem that they have is if you get Democrats involved in mail-in voting more than normal, you're going to get slaughtered. And one of the attorneys literally said that in one of the hearings.
Supreme
he
Court.
Said, you know, because, yeah, if we allow this, it's going to diminish the Republican thing. You got to remember, usually Republicans whoop our asses on mail-in ballots because of the military, because of college kids and stuff like that. But due to COVID, everyone was given an opportunity to do mail-in ballots. And historically, Democrats outnumber Republicans. The goal is to get people out to vote. If everybody gets off their ass and voted like they did this past November, we don't have anything to worry about. You know. But there's a serious concern because this is a primary. And this is not a general election. So people tend to stay home. You know, they tend to stay home
if
the president's not
involved. Like they voted. Yeah, we got to get out for the primaries, too. Got to.
Yeah, primaries for 2022.
Yeah.
Right.
Because let me just say this. That everybody across the country with Republican governors trying to do these Jim Crow laws, some of it, I believe that some of this is going to be in the Supreme Court, especially about the one in Georgia they're going to try to pull through. That's going to be challenged in Supreme Court. Because I personally believe that's going to get thrown out. And I'll give you one step further. Some of these Republican governors might lose next year.
Oh, yeah.
And I got a long list of people I like to see voted out. A long list.
Our governor got to go. He got to go.
Greg Abbott, even that little snowstorm act like it's not due to global warming. It's probably due to something else. And then he lied on Fox News. Then he had to make up some stupid stuff. The next day on
they
TV,
got a class action suit against his ass up down here for people dying and people having problems down here and that whole electricity situation, freezing and the elderly and people with their parents and stuff that was down here and they couldn't get to them and stuff because it was a freeze and all that kind of thing. They got a class action suit going on.
You know
down
what?
Here.
I should have posted that picture of the icicle hanging inside of a house, the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, oh,
that
my
was, that
God.
That was on national news, but that was all over. I remember standing in my house, and I said, this is when I said, okay, it's time to go. When I started talking and smoke was coming out of my house, out of my mouth, like I was outside, and I was standing in my living room, I said, okay, yeah, no, it's time to go. It is time to go. I couldn't get my fireplace fired up. Valentine's Day was the last time and for some reason, the snow had covered my chimney at the top. So when I would light a fire again, it would go out. Because you need that air to suck it up. The air needed to be flowing through for the fire to get big. And, yeah, no, that's when I said, okay, I got to go find me a hotel because this ain't going to work. And they was running the electricity. It'll come on. 2 minutes later, go off. Be off for 3 hours. It'll come back on.
Go back off.
And I just got recently presented with a $900 electricity bill.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to pay it.
And I wasn't in my house for almost 9 to 10 days. With no electricity.
I got a $900 bill.
Other people, y'all need to get a lawsuit going.
That's a class action because you are maybe 11th person I've heard say the same thing that was affected in Texas. So the energy companies are overcharging
mm-hmm.
when you guys were mm-hmm. in crisis. So,
yep.
Which means you take that bill, you send it, you take that bill, and you contact the Public Service Commission and the Attorney General of Texas, and let them put a freeze on your account and investigate it, so you can get that squared away.
Yep. I already sent a copy to the City Council. And I work for the government. So, yeah, I will add that. I've had to deal with them before, the Public Service Commission. I will be sending it to them. You're right. Yep.
And here's another thing.
How I got a $900 bill. Yeah.
Here's another thing. I think Ken Paxton's attorney general, he's just getting – I think the FBI is investigating him. But I was thinking about Abbott. He's opening Texas back up 100%. And I said, I don't know. Texas has been a red state for years. I said, I think his term is coming up next year. He needs to go. But it's up to the people that need to get out and vote.
I thought that Abbott just got it back in. I was trying to find out
Abbott,
when it was time to vote. Next year.
And then Ted Cruz, he's not up for re-election until 24.
Okay. I'm going to make sure.
But another one, Kemp of Georgia needs to go.
Yeah.
They keep on that Trump mess, these governors, they're going to be in serious trouble next year. Because you keep doing as long as suppression, it's coming.
DeSantis needed to go.
They call him Death Santis.
Mm-hmm. Mhm.
Accused him of giving the vaccination to rich people, and he got $250,000 check.
He sure did. When I found that out, I said, "Wow, I'm not surprised."
He don't give a crap about them people in Florida.
Them rich people gave him money, so he sent them shots to their house, got them vaccinated. that whole neighborhood. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, let's touch base real quick on the shooting that occurred last night down in Atlanta.
Yeah.
That was another one of my points. Go ahead.
Yeah, 21-year-old Robert Aaron. Robert Aaron Long, 20-year-old white male, killed 8 people, almost all women of Asian descent, at 3 Atlanta spas. So it was six Asian women and 2 white people, white girls. So, I mean, it's – now, he's saying that this was not racially motivated. He said he mentioned – because I watched the press conference with the mayor and the sheriff and the police chief. From what they're gathering, this guy is a little cuckoo, has a sex addiction. And to stop himself from continuing to engage in his practices, he decides to go on a crusades and wipe out the happy ending spots. And the crazy part is he was on his way to Florida next to go do the same thing to a few places there.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. He said that he said he had like a little sex addiction. I'm like, how you claim you have a sex addiction, but you killed 8 people?
Well, he said if he kills the
happy ending, what kind of spots is that?
The kind of places where some kind of activities, because they're still trying to figure out if he's been to these places. But he, by his way of thinking, this is a quote unquote massage place where you can get a happy ending. So he's like, well, this place is corrupting people, so let me go tear it up. And then he was on his way to Florida to go tap some shit in Florida. So I'm happy they caught him. They caught him in the car with the gun. You know, what's making this national news outside of the homicides, it's their reports coming in since last year of Asian Americans being attacked and brutalized. And the sad part to say, you know, I've seen at least 6 videos where they were our people doing it. You know, especially in New York. I've seen at least 3 videos come out of New York where our people were beating up on Asian people. Guy from Vietnamese, a guy from Korea, and another guy from Vietnam or something like that. And, you know, we had Trump calling it the China flu, the China virus. So our people are attacking anything Asian because they don't know the difference.
Right.
So
it's because of the Republican Party.
Yeah, it's that hateful language, and it's sad because imagine you are a person from South Korea and you've never been to China. You know, and here you are getting the shit stomped out of you because, you know, you got some assholes saying, yeah, Trump said that y'all bringing this over here. We know it came. Y'all started this. So, of course, they're attacking Asians. So there's been violence going on for over a year now, and it's turned up. So you're going to see a lot of the activists coming out. They're trying to tie this story to the racial part, and that is not known yet. We have no proof and no evidence that this is about race. Now, what they're doing is they're going to be checking his social media. They're going to be checking his cell phone records and all this, you know, text messages and whatnot to see if he's been involved in with that kind of talk. Then you can tie it in. Because right now they just sound like some weird wacko wanting to get rid of sex workers because he's scared he might come back there and get him some booty. So.
Wow. Dang, and he was on his way to Florida. Lord.
No regard for human life anymore.
Nope. You did better just going in there and pleasuring yourself, boy. Why you gonna kill all them people? That's crazy. Well, guess what? You gonna get pleasured up in jail. You're in the right place now.
I'm sorry for laughing. I said the mother. I'm just saying about that said, please don't drop the soap in prison?
Well, you know, you have an sex addiction.
Addiction.
There you go. Being up in jail, you are in up Schitt's Creek. Now what you going to do? You know? Just
he, he's going to be a part of somebody else's sex addiction. So.
Right. Yeah. I think this is, and I did a little research, but put me onto this today. This boss move that Jay-Z did, that's, wow. I don't even know what to say. Some people, you know us, we got people talking about he done sold out. He sold out because he sold, you know, because he's, you know, sold the streaming, music streaming company. And what y'all think about that? He just did a boss move. That's why he's a billionaire. At least that was something that he created for people to put their music on, which is... You think things will stay the same?
No, and we don't want it to. That's why anyone who knows anything about business and knows anything about music and the streaming war, you're happy that this happened. You know, it wasn't just Jay-Z. It was a conglomerate of other, you know, entertainers. Kanye West's money tied up in there and all that stuff. Beyonce and a couple other people. But he just had put the most of it. So let me get this straight. So something that started with for $50 million, he got paid how many hundreds of millions?
I don't know the numbers. Right.
So the bottom line is once you cross 100, the money was doubled. So he got 200 and something million for a $50 million investment. Here's the facts.
Right.
Tidal was losing.
Gangsta.
Tidal was in trouble. And he knew Tidal was in trouble. We knew it when Beyonce dropped Lemonade on it. When she dropped the Lemonade. Because when you are dropping stuff exclusive to Tidal, and Tidal doesn't have as many people as Spotify, you make more money as an artist, but it's in less circulation because everybody doesn't have Tidal. How many people with a Tidal account?
Right.
Versus how many people got YouTube? How many people got Spotify? How many people got Apple Music? That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So when you do your drop on an exclusive platform that a majority of the people doesn't have, you're taking a hit, right?
But
so,
the mindset was, if, you know, somebody like Beyonce dropped her music on that, the mindset behind that is, the business part of it is, oh, I'm going to sign up to Tidal so I can hear Beyonce's new album. Right?
Oh, yeah. That was the philosophy with one of Kanye West's projects. Rihanna's project pretty much bombed. For it to be a Rihanna project, it bombed. She wasn't happy. She wants out of her Tidal deal. So Jay-Z sees all the chaos. Kanye West was bitching and complaining about Tidal in 2019. So when him and Jay had their falling out, that was the main focus. So when it was all said and done, he had to look at it like, okay, it can't sustain this way. So you sell it. We saw Oprah do the same thing. You know, without Tyler Perry, who's watching OWN without Tyler Perry? Nobody. Yolanda Van Zandt or whatever her damn name is. That's it. That's all you got. Yolanda, whatever her name is. Van Zandt. Outside of her and Tyler Perry, what are you watching OWN for? So she did the smart thing. Why am I going to make a deeper investment for something that's clearly not working? I am going to sell it and still be able to come here and do the things I want to do. So for someone to say that Jay-Z sold it to a guy.
You know how we do.
This is why you don't listen to people who don't know business. Because look at who he sold it to. He sold it to Jack goddamn Dorsey. you know, Mr. Bitcoin himself. This is the guy that owns Square. Square owns Cash App. And he owns Twitter. You know, this is a guy that puts 100%, he puts 95%, I'm sorry, of his profits in Bitcoin. So just imagine that. After all the bills is paid, after everybody's got their pay, whatever's left over, he's putting in Bitcoin. So this guy knows what he's doing. You know, the guy knows what he's doing. He's a genius. It's just like Serena Williams' husband. The guy founded Reddit. He founded the app Reddit, the site.
Okay.
He founded Reddit and saw that he couldn't take it any further. So what did he do? He started taking on investors.
What is Reddit?
Reddit is a form of social media. It's a social media / forum platform.
Okay.
So, you know, but it's
and it wasn't doing good.
Well, it was doing good, but you know, when you are looking at well, you're in comparison to Facebook and the Twitters of the world, you got to carve your own space out, and this guy didn't know how to do it, taking it to that next level.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he made the move. What's the name of that company? It's almost Advanced Publications, I think. That's who owns it now. So yeah, they have it now, and Reddit is, you know, something that he put together. For just a couple of million, he sold it for 10. And now guess what the value of it is now? Now it's a $6 billion company.
What?
See, that's how business works.
Wow. Right,
that's
right,
how
right,
business
right.
works. When you know, if one of my clients say, listen, I tried everything, this ain't working, what I'm going to do? I'm always telling them, sell the shit. Let's start the paperwork. Let's start looking for buyers. You grab the LLC, all the documents, whatever. You pull the credit limit off of it, and you say you do an assessment of what is the company worth, what is the debt, what is the income coming in, and you calculate how much is worth to you, and someone will buy it, and they can turn it into a $1 billion company because you can. That's how business works. Well,
so if you're not business, that's what I say. And if you're not business minded and don't know these type of things, you'll sit back and who are you and judge and the first thing to come out of black people's mouth is, oh, he's a sellout, or he ain't black enough, or he ain't looking out for us, and all that kind of stupid stuff. After we had that conversation, I went and had a conversation with some people, and that was the feedback. I said, wow, okay, okay.
Like I always say, always check the source, and then you have to ask yourself, well, who are these people? What have they done in the business world to even have an opinion?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, I think I got one more story.
I got another tip. I want to start my research and my team of people that I deal with. I want to start sharing when we can, especially during HubNet News, some stock tips. Not stock tips, just some information about stocks. There's a lot of people that's invested in it. Some of the feedback I got in regards to maybe the four top ones that's looking good would be Walt Disney, Amazon, Netflix, and Booking.com. Something about Booking.com. Those are the four ones that if you invest in, is predicted to rise. It's rising and it's predicted to rise to a certain percentage. So you might want to look into those, do your research. Netflix right now is up 22.36% from last year, and most of it probably because of mostly because of the pandemic. You know, people ordering so much off of Amazon. Some people, you know, Netflix is out of control. They even going up on their prices. Amazon is up 20.09%. and Walt Disney, who's trying to take over the world, they up 10.650%. So booking.com, keep an eye on that one. It used to be formerly Priceline.com, the Priceline Group, and now it's called booking.com. Mm-hmm. They're up 10.008%. So just some stock tips for those out there that are, you know, looking for investments. Just keep your eye on that and invest. Invest your money. Get that stimulus check and invest some of that change in a couple of stocks and let it grow.
Yep. Let me add two more to that list. T-Mobile.
Okay.
For obvious reasons, Sprint and you know, Sprint and Boost Mobile will be completely folded into the T-Mobile game very shortly. So to watch that stock go up a little bit. In a minute, they're going to be one of the only games in town. And also AT&T. Why? Because AT&T, not for cell phones, but what is the hottest streaming app right now? HBO Max.
What is
it? HBO Max.
That's owned by AT&T?
AT&T owns HBO Max. AT&T owns Cartoon Network. They own all of Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers own DC Comics. That's Batman, Superman,
That's
Green
right.
Lantern.
That's right.
We got Godzilla and King Kong coming out on the 20th. Godzilla versus King Kong is being released in theaters and also released on the HBO app. So, you know, if for the big budget movies that go out into the movie theater, they got a deal with HBO Max that they get simultaneously released on HBO Max. So you got options. You can go to the movie theaters to see it, or you can plug in and watch this.
I got HBO Max. Yeah.
So another great stock.
But I didn't know that was owned by AT&T. So that's
AT&T owns Warner. Yeah, AT&T owns Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers is trying to catch up to Disney, but they can hang it up. another big one is Comcast. You know, if you don't want to do Comcast, then definitely do Disney, because Comcast and Disney are going head to head, but Comcast is probably the next move. If y'all haven't been watching, keep your eye on Peacock. Comcast owns NBC, and Comcast just did a deal with WWE Network to where if you're a fan of wrestling with the WWE, to watch it now, you have to have the Peacock app. So they're kicking people off of their app and putting it on the Peacock app as an addition.
That is a big move,
and some folks are even thinking that Comcast is probably trying to make a move to buy the WWE from Vince. So
that's a big one. That's a big move. WWE ain't going nowhere. I've been around for a minute.
Been around for years.
Yeah, and they're a publicly traded company now. So.
And Vince is getting
publicly
old.
Traded company.
Vince, sit down.
Yeah. So everyone's waiting to see who's going to be in charge when Vince kicks the bucket. But yeah, it's a great time to invest. You got an extra couple bucks, make that move. Don't be a part of that goofy gang with the goddamn AMC and the video game store stock. Don't be a part of that crew, because the GameStop, it's crazy. It's nice that it gets blown up, but if you can't unload it easily, you're gonna have a problem. So you stuck with a stock that nobody wants to buy. So
gotcha.
You know, I get we want to give the middle finger to the hedge people, but let's be smart.
Right.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, so let's make sure that we definitely, every time we have HubNet news, we go ahead and And if we got some tips on some good stocks and stuff like that, mergers and stuff like that, we give the people some information in regards to that. I'm constantly researching and talking. I'm a part of a group that that's constantly having that dialogue. I wish that we could get – it's one of them that I used to be in. I'm going to reach back out to them. The black Wall Street people are always – they had a big group of people that was always talking about stocks. This was probably about 2-3 years ago. One of my friends, he was in that other group we was in before Shoebox Talk. And then he got married and I didn't hear from him no more, but he had got out. He had quit his job and everything. He was doing so good at it, you know, sitting up running the stock market and investing in stuff. So, yeah, we need to do that, especially black folks. So we winding down. What else you got, Darius, to end the show? You got all your information out?
I got a quick story about that last Sunday about Kirk Franklin disciplining his son and cussing him out, and then everybody made a big deal out of it. I said everybody got cussed out by their parents at some point in their life too, so I didn't see no big deal out of it.
Right, and because he's a Christian or whatever, that's the truth.
Yeah, they're human.
We the one. Quick,
yeah, I said the double standard. Yep. I said,
black people
need to
get somewhere and have several seats. And I'm constantly having that conversation with folks because we need to get out of that sitting up here trying to judge people all the time. We judge you. We sit up and talk about each other and judge each other, tear each other down as soon as something happens. And it's always negative, you know. So, anyway. Okay.
And personally,
well,
he didn't need to apologize neither.
No, I wouldn't have. You know what I mean?
Well,
hold
on real quick, y'all. He has to. He's not a regular person. He's a public figure, and he's in leadership. Okay, that affects his bottom line by not doing it. This is why he made this comment. Religion can rob you of this fundamental truth. God likes you. Religion can point out all that's wrong about you, but his love for you remains of what's right. The belt has now been replaced with a hug. See, he understands when you are on his level, you have to do that because you got to keep your bottom line straight. If we were talking about Kirk Johnson around the corner, yeah, he got part of his business. But when you're Kirk Franklin and you're in a position of leadership and a faith-based industry, you do it to set the example. That's why it's important.
Gotcha.
If I was this public relation person, whoever is in charge of this public relations handled this well. So he did the right thing.
Some of them should understand that too. Those that are not in that, you know, they should understand because you're a Christian and you follow him or whatever case it is, you would understand where he was coming from because you probably at home cussing out your kid. You might not be on his level, but you understand where he was coming from. So that being said,
exactly.
We're going to end the show. Y'all, anybody that needs employment, Zuri Incorporated is still hiring, always hiring 24/7. You can apply online at ZuriInc.com. Get on in there, put your application in. Somebody will get back with you for a short interview, talk with you about being your own boss. That's ZuriInc.com.
We want to make sure we want to spell it out because people are typing in Z-U-R-I. So it's Z.
Okay.
Make sure. You want to spell it out
for them? Z-H-U-R-I. That's correct. Z-H-U-R-I-I-N-C.com.
Exactly. All right.
Okay.
It's been a great conversation,
y'all.
Well, good
show, guys.
Make sure you.
Yeah.
We'll see y'all next Wednesday.
All righty.
Good night.
Good night.
Peace, y'all.